Good evening, everyone. 10 o'clock here in Boston, just a few blocks from the Boston Marathon finish line, where two small bombs caused such terrible, terrible carnage today. Just hours into a massive terror investigation, just moments, we believe, from a news conference at Massachusetts General Hospital, where so many of the wounded were taken. We will bring you that news conference live. Three people now confirmed dead, including an 8-year-old boy. At least another 141 people wounded, many of them gravely wounded, their bodies torn apart by ball bearings or something similar packed into those explosive devices. There are a lot of late developments to tell you about over the course of this hour. We've got a team of correspondents and experts covering this. I want to begin, though. Let's begin by showing you, just as it happened, what words simply cannot fully describe. It is difficult to watch. It is very raw, and perhaps you've seen it already and may want to turn away, and I would understand if you would. But raw is exactly what this story is right now. Take a look. Press conference is now just starting at Massachusetts General. Let's listen in.
Very seriously ill.
What kind of injuries?
There's a variety of injuries. Probably the most common serious injuries are combined lower extremity injuries, combined meaning bone injuries, soft tissue injuries, and vascular injuries to the lower extremities.
Can you please speak up? I'm sorry.
Are you seeing something that shrapnel-type injuries?
Yeah.
Can you describe what?
So we're seeing a lot of shrapnel injuries. Many of those involve, again, predominantly the lower extremities, but shrapnel injuries can affect the entire body. So we're seeing...
Doctor, please describe the scene when people are coming in, when patients are coming in. Can you describe that?
Well, the first patient who came in was probably the most severe. We had three of the most critically ill patients come in about the first 15 minutes. At that point, we didn't know if that was that did turn out to be the tip of the iceberg, if that was going to be the tip of a huge iceberg or not. I think actually everybody were prepared for that type of situation. So the hospital activated its incident command system, and within about 5 to 10 minutes, we had everything pretty much up and running.
What are the ages of the victims you're saying?
I don't have that information precisely.
Have you performed any amputations?
Yes, we have performed several.
How many amputations?
I can't tell you the total number.
Well, that was a trauma surgeon, Peter Fagenholtz, briefing reporters at Mass General, describing the horrific injuries he has seen today, especially the shrapnel wounds. 8 critical patients at his hospital alone. Our chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, himself a neurosurgeon, joins me now. Sanjay, what you're hearing in terms of the types of injuries these hospitals are seeing, what stands out to you?
Well, you know, everyone's been talking about these lower limb injuries and this idea that there was a significant explosive force, but that it stayed close to the ground. I think that keeps getting proven as we hear more and more descriptions. Dr. Fagan, you just heard from, said he performed 6 operations himself. He said there were several amputations performed at his hospital, which is tough to think about in the context of this running event. He described the injuries to the legs as being bony, but also involving a lot of the soft tissue and vascular, meaning the blood vessels also being affected. And those are different types of injuries. The vascular injuries, the blood vessel injuries, tend to be the most critical because someone could be losing blood. They could be losing blood flow to the limb. So those have to be addressed very quickly. And I'm sure that triage is ongoing. You heard that he's going back inside possibly to perform more operations, Anderson.